Welcome to What If. I'm Dave Stutz.
Justin Osborne.
So let's say when you're out in the woods, you're shooting your own survival tactics. When all of a sudden you look up into the sky and you're in the middle of a desolate area, you ain't going nowhere. And you see
a UFO.
So you have your camera.
Wait. Now, is it brought to your attention by light, or you just happen to look up and see it? I mean, how pronounced is this thing? Is it
like it's close? It's not 30,000 feet. It's like,
is it scary close? Like enough to scare you?
You can see it. It's like it's swirling lights. It's got lights on it. That's what makes it known to you, because it's moving. It's not a star. It's not a meteor. So it's a few miles up. Let's say it's five, but it's coming in. You see it's like coming down. So do you shoot it right away, or do you try to like take off? Because you could be the first person to have high def footage. Because you and I, we like alien conspiracy. I mean, we're into that sort of thing. So do you shoot it?
I would. One time I was riding down on the highway and I got very excited. I was like, man, do you see that? What is that? And I thought it was a UFO. And right. It turned out to be like lights in a parking lot just going through the trees. But I got very excited. So I would wait. I would wait a second to see if this thing came down. If it came down, then poses the question. Just like we talked about tonight. What did we see? We said it over at your buddy's place, at Warren's place. We saw what? That if with right lighting conditions, you could take a picture of the Colosseum and look like a UFO.
Yeah, it's the local little convention center now.
So I guess it comes down to, do I feel satisfied in that I know I have real high-def alien footage?
Well, because the thing is, you're not close to civilization, really. There's like, you're in Smallville, essentially. There's not a Walmart around. You're in the bush, you know? So you're out there surviving. So really, the only lights around is a campfire, if you have it, the stars and the moon. So automatically, you have to have... My thing is, I don't know if I would be more... If I would be more skeptical of whether it's an airplane or whether it's a, you know, UFO. I wouldn't think of it with lights right away. So you know it's a craft of some kind.
Well, here's the deal. How many of those videos that we've seen where they're like, look, this is not a hoax, yeah, and they film everything around them? Even if you had all the footage up to that point, it's like, who's going to believe it?
Well, yeah, because that's the pain. Because after you, I think you and I, either autonomously on our own or together, would probably film it because we're that curious. And, you know, who cares? If it's not a UFO, you know, you just erase it. But then that poses the next question. Do you show the public? Because the thing is, these days in Hollywood, you can change anything. You can make, you know, like right, that.
You can Photoshop or After Effects.
Because like that guy Zach from The Lot, right? You remember? He used to put all kinds of stuff in his videos.
And it looked good.
Yeah, and who knew?
In District 9, looks like it's filmed with a handy cam.
It's awesome.
So here's the deal. Alien craft, all right? You're in the woods, it lands. Do you approach the craft? That's the question. You if you're out there and you see this thing up in the sky, it's an awesome story. Like, yo, I was out filming a self-made documentary of me surviving the woods. I saw something, I got it on camera. People are like, okay, whatever. It lands, changes the dimension now. Yeah. Okay? At this point, I'm afraid. It's landed. You definitely know it's not a fighter jet.
Yeah, and it's landed unlike anything, because you were in the Air Force for years. You know what aircrafts are and how they land. This thing, like, let's say it's your typical aircraft, or UFO. It doesn't make noise, just kind of hovers, maybe a hum, and then it touches ground.
Right, so, yeah, if it does that, okay, I would know that point pretty quick, especially with not a lot of thrust and power, that, hey, this thing is, all right, I'm just going to say, I don't know what it is.
Right.
So curiosity is going to get to me, and I'm going to think, all right, I want to, do I actually want to film it? Because if I film it, then you're going to want to show somebody. You can't not show that. Then do you show it just to
people who trust, who you trust?
Right. I mean, because
like if you would show it to me, and I would believe you 100%.
Right, but you know, because you would, you know, we could appreciate what it is. Yeah. And you know, we know our characters enough of each other. But, you know, what about that other guy? What if anything great that happens in your life and you tell the wrong person, what? They go fire it down. It's horrible.
Right. Joe Public rejects you.
Right. So then I personally would shoot it. I would get close. I don't think that I would leave. I don't think I would run for my life. I just don't, I don't feel like
right. Well, you mentioned approaching it or not. I definitely would not approach an alien craft, especially if things are coming out of it. But that calls into question, what if like your horror movie scenario happens? You're stepping through the forest to try to get closer, and then you step on that one branch that snaps, and then they turn and they look at you.
What do you say?
Yeah, it's like, all right, so let's say, for the sake of hypothetical situations, that they can speak to you. They're like Brainiac. They've gone from universe to universe studying planets and civilizations, and they know Earth. They know Earth language. They can talk to you. And so they come up on you. They're freaked out, or you're freaked out because you're scared of these things, kind of. And it's talking to you, and you're filming it. So let's say they're actually gregarious about it, right? They're like amicable aliens. And later when you check the footage, you realize that like you were the only one who could actually hear them.
So basically, it would seem like you were an idiot on the film.
Right, because you'd be talking to this thing and no one else can hear it. They might hear like, I don't know. Would they be like Bushmen? Would they speak the clicks and the beeps, or do they just only speak telepathetically?
I think they would yeah, they would speak the pathetic way. So here they are talking to you. So on your footage you're like, Earth, my name is, what did you say again?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't get that. See, they don't know that my mind is of the fifth percentile. See,
right.
They maybe assume that with their previous visits that I'm actually average, but I'm below average. So what if they use high grammar?
Right.
Can you please repeat the question?
Can you dumb it down for me?
Just like that word you use, amicable. Is that, I know of Amoco, it deals with gasoline. you know, so that could be, they could really get upset.
Well, what if even later you go back and you watch the film and you realize that they've actually created a path between your brain and theirs. So actually, you're not physically speaking. You're speaking through your mind. But the point is, if you show the public the film, they're going to see that you're talking to something because they're not ghosts. I mean, they come up on film. They just speak differently.
I think the public would think that it was on mute. Because right. I'd probably wave my hands like I'm talking to anybody.
Right. Well.
And I would remember saying, I'm like, dude, I know I talked.
Right.
And where's the audio? Spoke. Like, how is it that I can hear the crickets and I can't hear me?
Right. Because there's still ambient noise. You're in the forest.
Right. Like, you can still hear. That would be crazy. Would it come in stereo? Would it be surround sound?
What? Well, that's all. if you're shooting with a DV mic, it's going to come in.
No, I'm talking stereo. About their voices into their my head.
In your mind.
I mean, is that like could they scratch?
So because the path is between your brain and theirs, and they have a higher ability in their minds, they can change the world like around you and how you perceive it and hear it for those moments.
Or just how they talk to me. Like they come in and they talk with a very hello. And it's all in my head.
Right. It's like right up on you.
And in my head, I hear it as though it's this massive speaker.
Right, because you no longer have all of those physical elements that deal with, like, your inner ear and outer ear.
They bypass that straight to the brain.
So there's no...
So yeah. With my meager transmission device, when I'm thinking and reading my thoughts, it comes in mono to them. Theirs is coming in hi-fi.
Yeah, high-quality sound
high-quality right surround into my mind. They're getting ripped off. But I think that I would eventually be crazy because I would remember how magnificent it... You should have heard them.
Right, like are you cognizant enough to later when you watch the film, you know, are you confident in yourself to where you're like, no, I said these things, it happened,
or do you drive yourself crazy? See, how many films have you heard those words? I said it. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be crazy. That is why. See, the aliens have us figured out. They know our catchphrases. The first thing we know somebody's crazy is what? I was there.
Yeah.
You don't know. I heard what I heard.
Yeah.
How do you distinguish that? That's what I'm saying. So now you have possibility of doctored video. You have I was there. That you they have no proof of them speaking or intelligence.
Right.
So well, all this has to go through your mind. Now, when you see light, you see a craft land, that junk goes out the window. You're like, this is the greatest discovery of mankind. But if you're the only man that sees it, how will the public accept it?
And that's the part in the documentary where they're like, Justin Osborne is a highly decorated Air Force officer, you know, so that you gain credibility. For me, it would be much harder. But
I'm thinking this. You and I, 1969, we're sitting in a room with government officials. There's only one TV, and on that television displays the first man on the moon.
Right.
We're the only ones to see it. Now you come out and they're like, you are to tell the public we landed on the moon. Now they know, all they know is that we did the spacewalk and that's it. It would sound just as crazy to the public as us telling them we saw a alien craft. See, that the mass saw it all at the same time and everybody around them saw on these television screens this video. They're like, yeah, we went to the moon. But just one telling everyone doesn't work.
Right.
So if it was that we had a live feed picking up that video camera when it was happening,
right?
Would more people believe it?
That'll be next week's what if. So what if we did land on the
moon? What if?
And it's funny that the what if is whether
we did. We're going to post a number on that one. How many believe that we did?
Right.
And what if we didn't?
Yeah.
That's the question. What if we did not?
Well, maybe after a few what if casts, we'll put up like an email or something where they can post and comment and things like that.
And not that so many would, but I would email myself. That's how awesome it is. I would email me my own questions. That's what I'm all about.
You email them to me under an anonymous alias. Yes, and I will. This guy sent this in.
I will make myself believe that that was not me. I'll say, there is somebody
listening.
We're
going to talk about this.
But... And here's the thing about what ifs. Because honestly, what if this happened? What would you do?
Right.
What if I was in the woods and I saw an alien craft? What would I do? Further than that, because we had a pre-what if discussion, which brought about the what ifs as a whole. And the discussion was, you get over all those fears. They do not want you to film them. You have to turn over the camera.
Well,
and then here is the next what if question that the alien poses to you. They give you this sense of comfort. You can trust them. The way they're communicating, you feel that you can trust them. Now, you know, everybody has had that feeling. And they give you a proposition.
Right. Well, they give you an ultimatum.
Yeah, an ultimatum.
Well, I say an ultimatum, but they don't finish it. They're like, listen, you either need to turn over that camera and those tapes to us, and then they kind of just stop. And it's like, what, are you guys going to kill me? But I've since changed that up a bit. So what if they say, listen, we trust you. We like you. We're sharing our life and our culture with you, but we can't let you keep that tape. So either you give us the tape and we will let you forever have this memory of us and you can know that we're real, or we can use our magic alien powers to just put you to sleep, take your camera, and when you wake up, you have no idea that we were even here.
Which would be lame.
Right.
And but the other,
I would give them the tape.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, but
I
here,
want
here
to
was,
have that memory.
But you remember that where we discussed the fact they ask you, they're like, hey, you give us the tape and we will take you to the surface of any planet in the solar system.
I believe back in the day we were saying Jupiter.
We will
show you the surface of Jupiter.
Right.
If you give us this tape.
But the thing is that you would probably die from
the radiation
exposure.
Of the ship.
Yeah, they wouldn't kill you. But
the planet would probably kill you within, let's say, 3 days. You'll probably die. There's like a 95% chance you'll die.
Now, there's a chance you could live.
Right.
But the greater chance that you would die, but you get to go to the surface of Jupiter.
Right, you get to see this other planet.
Now, that to me, if that happened to me, it came to the unanimous decision that we would go. Because nobody that I know has ever been to Jupiter. And if I died, I would tell people, I like, yo, I've been to Jupiter. They're not going to believe it. It doesn't matter, because I really did. See, the video thing, they don't believe it. You're like, ah, but it did happen, but you're sorry. Jupiter.
Well, you could be like Kevin Spacey from K-Pax. You could be like, listen, my name is Proat. I'm from K-Pax. This is real. And then he had a countdown to when he said he was going back to K-Pax. And then at the end of the movie, he disappears, I think. It's been a long time since I've
seen
that
movie. No, he just goes in like a coma.
Right. So, well, it's the fact that it's up to you whether you think he was really there embodying this guy or if it was all in his head. So you could say, listen, no, it happened. It did happen. And in 3 days, I'm probably going to die. It's going to happen. And then 3 days, you die. And then we're like, man, was he telling the truth or is he just coincidence? Is he dead?
So what if you were posed with this? Now, you can look at both sides of it. If you're the one who gets to go to Jupiter, would you go? I think we actually questioned people that said, no, I wouldn't go. I'm not dying in three days.
I've asked a few people. Most people say no, they wouldn't.
That just shows our intellect as we were automatic yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to Jupiter.
Yeah, I'll definitely die for the sake of Jupiter.
But you'll die. And then
I'll die for a planet that I have no stake in.
Right, but but that's a true pioneer.
Yeah.
We spoke about the moon thing. Now, those have evidences either way, but...
Well, because here's my thing, man, is there are certainly many places on this earth that I have never seen. I have been to a few states in Canada. You know, I have not seen the Orient. I have not seen the Amazon. But there are people who have. You're talking about, you get to see a planet that no man has ever seen. You get to see canyons and things that just... that don't happen here. You get to see storms and lightning that doesn't exist on Earth. You get to be the ultimate pioneer.
Right. You get to be different.
The man.
Yeah. And only for 3 days. But hey, some people's fame lasts a lot less than that.
And dude, for all of those 3 days, I'd be sitting and thinking to myself how awesome Jupiter was, man.
I would.
You know?
And I would be telling as many people as possible regardless. Because see, here's what it would stir. Maybe not now. But you would say things that scientists don't know.
Right.
You would say, on Jupiter, there's this,
right,
and that.
Because, like I said, the aliens are like Brainiac in the fact that they've been to Jupiter. They know what it's about. So they can give you the best tour you've ever seen. They can be like, listen, I know you don't think life's on Jupiter, but check this out. You get to see this insect you've never seen before.
Right. And see, here's the thing. So you say that. They discover it like years 50 later. Years from now.
And then are you in the history books?
Yes.
Or do they forget you?
No.
And the scientist is like...
No, because they archive that stuff and they would say, wait a minute, how did this guy know?
Right.
And then they make movies about you.
Yeah.
But by then they're actually on
so
Jupiter.
There's Lois and Clark.
But see,
and then
but,
the Dave and Justin
Jupiter
expedition.
But you're accredited for discovering Jupiter, man. Because right. See, though they have seen it, does seeing it count as a discovery? No.
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 Because
putting
people,
your foot...
Because America doesn't roll like that. I don't think the world rolls like that anymore. Seeing is believing, man. They got to know. So if you didn't take your camera, they don't believe you.
Well, see, and here's the deal. It's like if you physically went to Jupiter, you discovered Jupiter. See, Christopher Columbus physically came to America. He didn't just say, hey, I think there's an America over there. He didn't just look off the front of the ship and like, oh, there's America, and turn around. He laid foot, and they gave him the credit for discovering it. Granted, there were already people here. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Fact is that the history books give him credit for it. So if I physically went to Jupiter, they don't know nothing about these alien people. They're not citizens of the world. I discovered Jupiter. That's the way I would go out with those 3 days. I discovered it.
Dude, what if the aliens were like, listen, either you can come back to Earth and the mixture of radiation in Earth's atmosphere will probably kill you in 3 days, or we could just leave you in Jupiter and you'll probably just live out the rest of your life. You might even live longer because the atmosphere in Jupiter, you know, is dense
what?
Enough to like
that's,
regenerate.
That's great. I feel like, are you
would
guys...
You, would you just stay at Jupiter?
Well, I would ask if they're going to hang out. I wouldn't want to be there alone.
Yeah, because that's lame.
Yeah. What am I going to eat? I don't think vegetation grows in Jupiter. I thought you were going to say, what if they would take you back to their planet and you could live? That scares me.
Yeah, like what? Come to Kandor with us and live with the Supermen, and our red sun will give you powers, and you will be the Superman of our planet.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Under those conditions,
I'm all about
definitely.
It.
Of course, they would grab chunks of Earth to keep you under control.
I guess that's enough what if for this week. I'm Dave Stutz.
And I'm Justin Osborne.
What if?
Have any ideas or comments? Send them to whatif@davestutz.com. That's whatif@davestutz.com. davestuds.com, or check out the What If page at davestuds.com and fill out the submission form.
What If?
Like the music that you heard in the pod today? Go over to davestuds.com to check it out. Just go to davestuds.com. You can do everything over there. Just go. davestuds.com.